Amazon and Whole Foods. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In a conversation with University of Idaho professor Dr. Liang Lu, we discussed the merger between Amazon and Whole Foods. He had a very pragmatic appreciation and understanding of why this union was the perfect symbiotic relationship.
To us, it's more like a perfect marriage between the two. Now we're in a stage where the e-commerce and supermarkets, they're converging. The supermarkets, they would also want to build on their online presence as well. So that's why we see the Amazon Whole Foods merger. At the same time, we see the supermarkets like Walmart, they also want to do something online.
I have heard that one of the reasons that Amazon joined with Whole Foods, if you want to use that term, is that Whole Foods was failing.
We heard anecdotal evidence about that, and I think it makes sense. But think about it, in the Whole Foods, they started with a very niche market. So transportation is costly. So that's why they need Amazon, because Amazon has this amazing logistics network so that they could be partners. They're not really rivaling it. So basically, Whole Foods, they can use some help from Amazon. And at the same time, what we also see is in China, the online giant Alibaba, they are also trying to build their brick-and-mortar presence, but they don't have any Whole Foods to work with. For online, you need to have a good reputation so that consumers, when they're buying online, presumably they want something of good quality.
That's the number one complaint with online. You're not actually feeling and seeing what you're buying. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.